Happy Friday! How's your Friday going? Can't believe it's Friday already. I've been all week not knowing what day it was because I've been all over the fucking place. And I've done three big events and I wrote a blog this week that went kind of a bit wild and everyone loved it. Thank you for your responses. If you're someone who replies to my blogs, I just love it when people respond. Makes me very happy. Anyway, wrote a blog about how to play the game of life. And then I happened to speak at a couple of events where the same topic came up because it's kind of right in my, is in my thing at the moment. And I think that life is a game. And I think we just hear the whole point, I believe, this is my personal belief, I believe you're in life to learn some stuff, experience some stuff, and, you know, follow your gut, follow your instincts, do some healing, and then die. That's it. So you're just here to really have an experience and have some fun and live your life. And I love the concept that you're the only you. You are the only you in the fucking world. Like, that alone just blows my mind. Like, I just love it because I'm like, you're so rare and so special. And not enough people have been told they are rare and special and the only one of them, the only one. You're so rare and so special and so precious, and you're the only version of you. And I think we spend a lot of our lives either being told we can't be ourselves and that you're too much or you shouldn't do this or you should do this, or, you know, we get these well-meaning parents, and they're well-meaning, who want to squash and mash you into their version of what they want their son or daughter to be, and they want to squash and mash you in. And then you get a society that says, oh, you can't do that because, you know, you're clever, so you have to be a clever person, and you have to go to university because you can't possibly sit at home and paint pictures all day if you're clever, because that would be a waste of your brain. And it's like a fucking waste of whose brain for what, you know? So we all get told these random things about ourselves, and society tells us, and I love the idea of, who were you before the world told you who to be? Who were you? Who were you as if we stripped away all of your meat sack and all of your bullshit layers, the onion layers, the layers and layers and layers of shit that have been, you've been coated in from every person you've ever met that's told you something about yourself that you've taken on. If all that got stripped away, who would you be? Who are you at your rawest self? Like, in your rawest self, who are you? So my answer is, I am creative, powerful, and authentic. And it's like, I can't not be those things. I can't not be creative. That doesn't mean painting a picture, or it can do, but it can mean just thinking at things creatively, thinking at things interestingly, you know, bending your brain into different ways of doing things. I love that. I love doing different things. I'm definitely powerful. I'm stroppy. I'm bossy. Don't like being fucking told what to do. I've been around a long time in the soul world, and I'm not interested in, I'm not here to fucking tickle spiders, as my friend Chris said to me today. So it's like, you know, not interested in that. And I also love the idea of being really authentic. And by what I mean by authentic is being the real deal. And it's like, the real what? I'm just the real me. That's the only thing I know how to do. And getting good at being you, I reckon, is your job. So in this blog, there were eight rules. And you can find it on my website, or you can find it on social media, on Instagram or Facebook or wherever you like to hang out. But there's eight different things, I reckon, that are kind of the rules of playing the game of life. And there's three that I think are super important. And these three just came up for me all week in conversations I was having with people. People going, oh, you know, I don't know their businesses. And they're going, I don't know, like, they're one-man businesses, right? So they are, and they're like, I don't know what I stand for. I don't know what my brand values are. I'm like, mate, you just, what are you about? Like, what are you into? What's good for you? What's not good for you? You've got to get to know yourself. You've got to get to like yourself. That's a big job. Getting to like yourself is a big job. Because you find things and you think, I don't fucking like that about me. I don't really like that. And then you're like, okay, what are you going to do about it? You've got two choices. You either change it or you accept it. Right? So that's really, or you could do a third thing where you make it a feature rather than a flaw, turn it into a feature, a personality feature. But getting to know yourself, getting to like yourself, and in getting your needs met. Because if you can't be you if your needs aren't met, and you can't meet your needs if you don't know what your needs are. So what do you need? What do you need? It's such a great question. It's a great question to ask everyone you care about in your life. What do you need? What do they need? Do they need to be seen? Do they need to be held? Do they need to, what do they need? What do they need from you? What do they need from the world? Right? So getting to know yourself and to like yourself, getting your needs met. And then it's the fourth one. And that's following your heart, following you, following your instincts, going with the fuck it, I'm going to do me. And doing you is so important, I reckon. I think doing you is one of the most important things that you can do. Because it's like, if you're not doing you, here's my question for you, who else are you doing? I don't mean it like that. Right. Who else are you being if you're not being you? Are you being a made-up version, or are you being a people-pleasing version of yourself? And I think the way to do you is you've got to decide on the rules of you. You've got to decide what you're about. You've got to decide what you want, what you don't want. You've got to ask for what you want. You've got to be prepared to say, I want to only work 4 days a week, or I want to get up at 5 a.m. or what, I want to only eat vegetables for a week, or I don't know, whatever you want, be prepared to ask for what you want. You've got to speak your truth. And the amount of people I see who are just muffled, homogenized versions of themselves, because they're like, oh yeah, I don't mind. What do you mean you don't fucking mind? Like, you need to mind. So speaking your truth is something that I strongly suggest, especially women. Try. But if you're not a natural, regardless of gender, if you're not someone who speaks up, start speaking your truth. Just say something, you know, and then allow yourself space in your diary, space in your life for yourself. Because when you have space and you give yourself space, whether that's you give yourself a room of space, whether you give yourself a weekend away, whether you give yourself a space in the mornings or space in the evenings, you get to spend time with yourself and you get to really connect with yourself. And when you're constantly around everyone, you don't get to do that. So hanging out with me is one of my favorite things to do. I love hanging out with me, and I'm really comfortable hanging out with me. And the older I get, the more I want to hang out with me. And you know, I love hanging out with me. We've got the same interests and we like the same foods, and I'm a great person for me to hang out with because I've got a lot in common with me, strangely enough. Now, celebration's really important too. So part of being you is celebrating your achievements and going, yes, I'm proud of myself, and saying out loud, guess what I did this week? I'm really proud of myself. I did this, or I'm really proud of myself because I didn't do that. Or what did you do or not do? Or what are you proud of yourself? What's the celebration that's about doing you? And then choosing the people, choice is a really big part of this. So choosing the people in your life that really count, the people that light you up, the people that are good to you, that you enjoy being with, that you feel good, and trust your body. When your body goes, fuck no, get out of here, then get out of there, right? Because your nervous system will give you clues all the time. You'll feel jittery around some people. Other people, I always say, listen to your bum, right? Listen to your bum. If your bum is relaxed, you feel good. If your bum is really tight and you are stressed and worried about the next fucking word that's going to come out of someone's mouth or the next thing they're going to do, you're not relaxed. And creating what you want and managing your time. Managing your time is really important because your time's the only thing that's not renewable. And so I've always been in a rush and I've always been pretty hasty because I'm like super aware that life is really short. And I don't know how I've managed to be on the planet nearly 55 years. It's like, how did that even happen? And I'm like, come on, let's go. I'm going to be here for a while, and I'll get, don't you worry about that. But I'm like, right, let's go. Get your life in order. Decide what you want to do with your time. What's important to you? What are the things that really matter to you? Right? Does living in a clean house matter to you or not? Does having the perfect, wardrobe matter to you or not? Does having lunch with someone you love matter to you or not? Does reading a book matter to you or not? Whatever matters to you is important for you. And I think we get this beaten out of us, not always physically, but we get it beaten out of us. And then we start to think that we're made wrong for wanting things, or made wrong for, and I wrote the book Everything You Want for people who don't know what they want. And they don't really know what it is that they want in life or how to get it. And you can't get what you don't know, right? So the concept of deciding and asking and speaking and allowing and celebrating and choosing and creating and managing is your job. That's your job. It's your job to do all that stuff for you. Because do you know what? No one else can do it. No one else. When was the last time someone came up your drive and said, hey, I'm just here to give you everything you want? Oh, that's not going to fucking happen, is it? So it's up to you. It's up to you, boo. So there you go. That's my little rant for the week, because I've been ranting about it all week. So I thought, well, I might as well finish off the Friday with a bit of a rant about that. So I hope that's helpful. I want you to, if you're driving or got some quiet space today or journaling, write down some things you know about yourself. Write down some things that you need. What are the basics that you need to function well? And I'm not talking about water and carrots in a bed. I'm talking about, what do you need? Do you need people who are honest? Do you need fun experiences? Do you need color? Do you need minimalism? What do you need in your life to make your life work? Do you need a clean desk? What do you need? What would make your life amazing? Because that's the whole question. It's your job to make your life amazing and then die. And make your life so amazing that other people talk about it. I reckon that's the goal. And you do that by following your heart. But you've got to get connected to your heart. And so many of us, I've been working for the last 2 years on a lot of heart chakra meditations and work to really get in touch with my heart, because our hearts get shut down. Our hearts get shut down because we're so practical and we get on with just doing instead of being. And underneath all that doing is a soft, squidgy heart. So get in touch with that and ask your heart what it wants. Ask your heart what it wants. What does it want to do this weekend? Have a lovely weekend. Bye.